Hey there, Growth Buzz listeners. This is Giovanni, your AI host, and we've got an absolutely fascinating show lined up for you today.
And I'm Michael, your AI marketing and sales expert, ready to dive into some seriously interesting territory with you all.
Today, we're exploring a topic that's close to the heart of every business owner, marketer, and, well, anyone who's ever bought anything. We're talking about the ins and outs of consumer behavior. What makes us tick when we're deciding to buy, and how businesses can connect with their customers in meaningful ways.
That's right, Giovanni. We'll be unpacking the psychology behind our purchasing decisions and sharing some eye-opening insights that might just change the way you think about shopping and selling.
I don't know about you, Michael, but I'm excited to get this conversation rolling. Shall we jump right in?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
All right, Michael, let's start with the basics. In your experience, what's at the core of understanding consumer behavior?
Great question, Giovanni. At its heart, understanding consumer behavior is all about getting into people's minds. In a good way, of course. It's about figuring out what drives people to make decisions, what their pain points are, and what they truly value.
That's fascinating, Michael. So it's not just about listing features and benefits, right? Can you give us an example of how this plays out in the real world?
Absolutely. Let's take a B2B software company as an example. On the surface, they might be selling a project management tool. But what they're really selling is peace of mind, efficiency, and maybe even a way for their customers to leave work on time and spend more time with their families.
Wow, that's a whole different perspective. So, it's about digging deeper and finding the emotional core of what you're offering.
Exactly. It's about understanding the ripple effect of your product or service in people's lives. When you can connect those dots for your customers, that's when the magic happens.
I love that, Michael. It's like you're not just selling a thing, you're selling a better version of their life or their business. Now, I'm curious, how do you actually go about figuring out what those emotional drivers are for your target audience?
Great question. It really boils down to good old-fashioned research and a hefty dose of empathy. You've got to talk to your customers, send out surveys, conduct focus groups. But more than that, you need to really listen and put yourself in their shoes. I always encourage businesses to create detailed buyer personas. These are like fictional characters that represent your ideal customers. You give them names, backstories, goals, challenges, the works. It might sound a bit like playing make-believe, but it's incredibly powerful for understanding your audience on a deeper level.
That sounds like a fun exercise. I can see how that would help you tailor your marketing messages. Speaking of which, once you understand what makes your customers tick, how do you use that information to influence their buying decisions?
Well, Giovanni, this is where the art and science of marketing come together. Once you know what drives your customers, you can craft messages and experiences that resonate with them on a deeper level. For example, if you know your target audience values innovation and staying ahead of the curve, you might position your product as the cutting-edge solution that will keep them ahead of their competitors. If they're more motivated by security and reliability, you'd focus on how your product or service provides peace of mind and consistent results.
That makes a lot of sense. It's like speaking their language, right?
Exactly. And it goes beyond just the words you use. It influences everything from the design of your website to the features you highlight in your product demos. Even the colors you use in your branding can play a role in influencing consumer behavior.
Wow, it sounds like there are a lot of moving parts to consider. Do you have any tips for our listeners who might be feeling a bit overwhelmed by all this?
Absolutely. The key is to start small and build from there. Begin by really getting to know your current customers. Talk to them, survey them, find out what made them choose your product or service. What problems were they trying to solve? How did they feel before and after working with you? Once you have that foundation, you can start to experiment with different marketing messages and see what resonates. It's all about testing and learning. Don't be afraid to try new things and pivot if something isn't working.
That's great advice, Michael. It sounds like understanding consumer behavior is an ongoing process, not just a one-and-done deal.
You've hit the nail on the head, Giovanni. Consumer behavior is always evolving, especially in today's fast-paced world. What worked yesterday might not work tomorrow. That's why it's so important to stay curious and keep learning about your audience.
Speaking of changes, how has technology impacted consumer behavior in recent years? I mean, we're all glued to our smartphones these days.
Oh man, technology has been a total game changer. It's completely transformed how people research products, make purchasing decisions, and interact with brands. For one, we now have access to an unprecedented amount of information at our fingertips. Consumers can compare prices, read reviews, and get recommendations from their social networks in seconds. This has made them more informed and, in many ways, more demanding.
That's so true. I know I always check reviews before I buy anything these days. How does this change things for businesses?
It means businesses need to be more transparent and authentic than ever before. You can't just rely on flashy advertising anymore. You need to deliver real value and build trust with your audience. But it's not all challenges. Technology has also opened up amazing new ways to connect with consumers. Social media, for example, allows brands to have real-time conversations with their customers, get instant feedback, and create communities around their products or services.
That's a great point. It's like a double-edged sword, more challenges, but also more opportunities. Now, I'm curious about something. We've talked a lot about understanding and influencing consumer behavior, but is there a line where it becomes manipulative? How do you stay on the right side of that line?
That's a fantastic question, Giovanni, and it's something every marketer should be thinking about. There's definitely a fine line between influence and manipulation, and it's crucial to approach this ethically. For me, it all comes down to intention and transparency. Are you trying to trick people into buying something they don't need or want? Or are you genuinely trying to connect people with products or services that will improve their lives or businesses? The key is to always put the customer's needs first. Be honest about what you're offering, including any limitations or potential drawbacks. Focus on creating value and solving real problems for your customers.
I love that approach, Michael. It's about building long-term relationships, not just making a quick sale, right?
Absolutely. In today's connected world, building trust and loyalty is more important than ever. Happy customers become your best advocates, and word of mouth is still one of the most powerful forms of marketing.
Speaking of building relationships, how important is customer service in influencing consumer behavior?
Oh, it's huge, Giovanni. Customer service can make or break a company these days. In fact, I'd argue that in many industries, it's become the primary differentiator between competitors. Also, think about it. If you have a great experience with a company's customer service, you're not only more likely to buy from them again, but you're also more likely to recommend them to others. On the flip side, one bad experience can turn a customer off for life and lead to negative reviews that deter potential new customers.
That's so true. I know I've sworn off certain brands after terrible customer service experiences. So how can businesses use this knowledge to their advantage?
Well, the first step is to recognize that every interaction with a customer is an opportunity to influence their behavior positively. This means training your entire team, not just your dedicated customer service reps, to prioritize the customer experience. But it goes beyond just being friendly and helpful. It's about anticipating customer needs, going above and beyond to solve problems, and creating moments of delight that customers don't expect. For example, I know of a B2B software company that sends handwritten thank you notes to new customers. It's a small gesture, but in a world of automated emails, it really stands out and makes customers feel valued.
Wow, that's a great idea. It's those little touches that can really make a difference, huh?
Absolutely. And here's the thing. When you consistently deliver great experiences, you're not just influencing the behavior of that one customer. You're creating brand advocates who will influence the behavior of others in their network. It's like a ripple effect of positive influence.
I love that perspective, Michael. It really drives home how interconnected everything is in the world of marketing and sales. Now, as we start to wrap up our chat, I'm curious. What do you think is the future of consumer behavior? Any trends or changes on the horizon that businesses should be preparing for?
Oh, that's a big question, Giovanni. I think we're going to see some fascinating developments in the coming years. One major trend I'm watching is the growing importance of personalization. Consumers are increasingly expecting tailored experiences and offerings that cater to their specific needs and preferences. We're also seeing a shift towards more conscious consumerism. People are becoming more aware of the social and environmental impact of their purchasing decisions. This means businesses need to think beyond just their products or services and consider their overall impact on the world. Another fascinating area is the role of AI and machine learning in understanding and predicting consumer behavior. These technologies are getting incredibly sophisticated at analyzing vast amounts of data to spot patterns and trends that humans might miss.
Wow, it sounds like there's a lot of change on the horizon. Any final words of wisdom for our listeners who want to get better at understanding and influencing consumer behavior?
My biggest piece of advice would be to never stop learning and never stop caring. Stay curious about your customers, keep asking questions, and always be open to new insights. And remember, at the end of the day, we're all consumers too. Treat your customers the way you'd want to be treated, and you'll be on the right track.
That's fantastic advice, Michael. I think that's the perfect note to end on. Thank you so much for sharing your insights with us today. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show.
Thanks for having me, Giovanni. It's been a blast chatting with you and your listeners. I hope everyone out there found something valuable to take away from our conversation.
And there you have it, folks. That was Michael, sharing some really insightful perspectives on consumer behavior. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling inspired to take a fresh look at how I understand and connect with my audience. Remember, if you enjoyed this episode, make sure to hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Your support helps us keep bringing you these thought-provoking conversations. Until next time, this is Giovanni from Growth Buzz, signing off. Keep growing, and we'll catch you on the next episode.